Hello, I'm Scott Cullen, host of Locked On Fantasy Hockey on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON15. You'll get 15% off your next order. In today's episode, I'll give you a few streaming options for this week, dig deep on the waiver wire, plus matchups and DFS value plays for Monday. But first, let's recap weekend action. Start Sunday, Arizona goes into Minnesota, loses 4-1. Wild take them down in the third period. It was 1-1 after two. And leading the way for the Wild was right winger Kevin Fiala, had a goal and assist. Still waiting on Fiala to really bust out, but he's been generating shots all year. And so I would remain patient with him. But admittedly, he has tested that patience so far. Carolina wins 2-1 at Detroit. No offensive performances to speak of, really. So goaltenders, Jonathan Bernier stopped 30 of 32 shots. He had had a couple of rough starts recently, so not bad on him, even in a losing effort. And Carolina goaltender Alex Nedeljkovic saved 25 of 26 shots in the win. He's got a .929 save percentage in 9 starts. That's been a huge boost. I mean, Carolina is a strong team to begin with, but losing Peter Mrazek to injury and having Nedeljkovic come in and play like this definitely helps. Los Angeles loses 4-1 at Colorado. For the Avalanche, left winger Andrei Burakovsky had a goal and assist. He's got 5 points in the past 5 games. Center Nazem Kadri had a goal and assist. He's got 5 points in the past 5 games. Defenseman Dan Renouf had 2 assists. We're not looking for a whole lot of Dan Renouf in fantasy hockey. Goaltender Philip Grubauer stopped 27-28 shots, continuing a strong season for him. And Kadri was on the ice for 3 goals, 4, and none against. Dallas wins 2-1 in a shootout at Columbus. Another game without a whole lot of offense to speak of. Jonas Korpisalo saved 34 of 35 shots for the Blue Jackets. He's sitting on an .899 save percentage in 22 games this year. That's a little disappointing. Elvis Merzlikens may be able to take more action in the Columbus crease just based on performance. Korpisalo kind of had, a bit of an aberration in the bubble last year. And in small samples, the Blue Jackets might have convinced themselves that Korpisalo was okay as a starter. But given his track record before that and since, I think it's fair to say they should be looking elsewhere as the starter. Now, Dallas, team with potentially too many goaltenders, Jake Oettinger had turned away 29 of 30 shots. He has a .917 save percentage in 12 games now. And, you know, whenever Ben Bishop comes back, there may be some decisions to be had in Dallas, because Oettinger is certainly looking like he's a legit NHL goaltender, and even in the short term, may be able to take some action from Anton Khudobin. But between Oettinger, Khudobin, and Bishop, Dallas is very deep in net. The Islanders win 3-2 at New Jersey, again, in a shootout, and again, not a lot of offense to speak of. So goaltenders, Ilya Sorokin stopped 29 of 31 shots for the Islanders. He's got a .934 save percentage in his past 6 starts. He had a couple of rough ones right off the bat, but is now looking like the goaltender he was hyped to be coming out of the KHL. For the Devils, Scott Wedgwood saved 32 of 34 shots. He's got a .914 save percentage in 8 starts. Not bad for a guy who's been mostly toiling in the American Hockey League. Toronto upset in Ottawa, 4-3 for the Sens. Drake Batherson leads the way, scores a pair of goals. He's got 14 points in his past 13 games, and that includes 9 goals. And left winger Brady Tkachuk, goal and assist for Ottawa, has 10 points in his past 12 games. We've discussed on previous podcasts how Tkachuk is he's a valuable fantasy player, whether he's scoring or not. But then once you start adding in close to a point per game production, well, he becomes an elite talent. For Toronto, left winger Zach Hyman scored a couple of goals. He's got 8 points in the past 10 games, and that includes 6 goals. Toronto right winger William Nylander had a goal and assist. He's got 11 points in the past 10 games, and that includes 8 goals. And defenseman Morgan Riley had a couple of assists. He's got 12 points in the past 13 games. Now on to Saturday's games. And upset right off the top, the Rangers went into Boston, won 4-0. Left winger Chris Kreider had a goal and assist. He's got 16 points in the past 12 games. That includes 11 goals. Pavel Buchnevich, a goal and assist. He's got 16 points in his past 14 games. Really impressive for Buchnevich to just continue contributing offensively, even when Artemi Panarin was out. So now the fact that Panarin's back makes Buchnevich all the more appealing for fantasy. Ranger center Mika Zibanejad had a couple of assists. He's got 7 points in the past eight games. You know, slowly coming around. He only has one goal in the past eight. So he's way off last season's pace. But Zibanejad at least starting to contribute some offensively. And the shutout for the Rangers was to Keith Kincaid, who's, I guess, number three on the depth chart. But he now has a .933 save percentage in his four appearances for the Rangers this season. And, you know, that may prompt him to get a little more action while they wait for Shestjorkin to come back from injury. Boston defenseman Jacob Zboril was on the ice for three goals against in that 4-0 loss. And the Rangers line of Chris Kreider, Mika Zibanejad, and Pavel Buchnevich, they were on the ice for three goals for and none against. Washington won 5-4 at Philadelphia. Jacob Voracek had a couple of assists for Philadelphia. Travis Sanheim had a couple of assists. But for Washington, Carl Hagelin, goal and assist. Defenseman Nick Jensen, a goal and assist. Right winger Garnet Hathaway, two assists. A bunch of guys that we don't consider a whole lot in fantasy. They're, you know, depth forwards. And then Capitals defenseman John Carlson had a couple of assists. He's got 12 points in his past 11 games. For Washington, defenseman Brendan Dillon, Carl Hagelin, Nick Dowd, and Garnet Hathaway. So the checking line there for Washington. They were all on the ice for three goals for and none against in that win at Philadelphia. Nashville loses 6-3 at Tampa Bay. Blake Coleman, goal and assist for the Lightning, as did Tyler Johnson. Tyler Johnson now has 5 points in the past five games. Andre Palat had a goal and assist. He's got 10 points during a five-game point streak. Tampa Bay defenseman Eric Chernak had a couple of assists. He's got 5 points in his past four games. And for Nashville, Yakov Trenin had a goal and assist. Not a usual source of offense for them. And Nashville left winger Philip Forsberg was on the ice for three goals against during 5-on-5 play. That doesn't happen too often either. Pittsburgh went into Buffalo and won 3-0. Carter Hutton played all right in the Sabres net, stopped 31 of 32 shots. He still has an .893 save percentage in 10 games this season. For Pittsburgh, Chris Letang had a couple of assists. He's got 12 points in the past 12 games. And Pittsburgh goaltender Casey DeSmith finished with a 24 save shutout. He's got a .912 save percentage in 9 games. Winnipeg went into Toronto Saturday and won 5-2. Adam Lowry contributed a goal and assist for the Jets. Mark Scheifele with a goal and assist. He's got 8 points in his past six games. Mason Appleton had a goal and assist for Winnipeg. And Andrew Kopp added a couple of assists. He's got 4 points in the past three games. Montreal went into Calgary and lost 3-1 on Saturday. Sean Monahan led the Flames attack with a couple of goals. Monahan has 5 points in the past five games. Chicago went into Florida and lost 4-2 on Saturday. Alexander Barkov led the way for the Panthers, had two goals and an assist. He's now got 12 points in the past nine games. Florida winger Carter Verhaeghe had a goal and assist. He's got 6 points in the past seven games. And Anthony Duclair chipped in a couple of assists. He's back in the Panthers lineup. Defenseman Mackenzie Weegar had a pair of assists. He's got 6 points in the past four games. And Florida goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky stopped 30 of 32 shots against Chicago. He has a .905 save percentage in 15 games this season, which is not great. But in his past eight games, Bobrovsky's got a .922 save percentage. So things are starting to look up there for Bobrovsky in the Panthers' net. The Panthers' top line of Carter Verhaeghe, Alexander Barkov, and Anthony Duclair all on the ice for three goals for and none against in that 4-2 win. Also on Saturday, Dallas lost 4-3 in Columbus in overtime. For Columbus, center Jack Roslovic had three assists. He has 19 points in his past 21 games. There have been some ups and downs along the way, but overall, really solid contribution after coming over from Winnipeg. Max Domi had a goal and assist for Columbus. He has 4 points in the past three games. Columbus defenseman Zach Werenski had a goal and assist. He's got 7 points in the past seven games. He got off to a pretty slow start and then missed some time, but does appear to be rounding into form. For Dallas, Andrew Cogliano had a goal and assist, but obviously we don't get a lot of fantasy interest in Andrew Cogliano. Now, the Islanders won 3-2 at New Jersey on Saturday. Kiefer Bellows scored a pair of goals. He now has three goals in the past two games. Jordan Eberle has two assists. He's got 7 points in the past seven games. And for the Islanders, defenseman Adam Pellick was on the ice for three goals for and none against during 5-on-5 play. Also on Saturday, Vegas went into St. Louis, won 5-1. Max Pacioretty led the way for the Golden Knights with a goal and two assists. He's got 12 points in the past eight games, playing at a really high level these days. Also, Vegas right winger Mark Stone scored a pair of goals. He has 14 points in his past seven games. Vegas defenseman Shea Theodore had a goal and assist. He's got 4 points in the past three games. Vegas center Chandler Stevenson, a couple of assists. He's got 9 points in the past eight games. And Vegas goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury saved 34 of 35 shots for the win, has a .935 save percentage in 19 starts. And Fleury, remember, he was on the COVID list late last week, but it turns out that it was a false positive, so he was able to play in that game. St. Louis defenseman Marco Scandella, he was on the ice for three goals against during 5-on-5 play. Edmonton lost 2-1 at Vancouver on Saturday. More praise for Canucks goaltender Thatcher Demko. Stopped 34 of 35 shots. His save percentage is up to .917 in 20 starts this year. .950 save percentage in the past seven. San Jose won 3-1 at Anaheim on Saturday. Martin Jones saved 26 of 27 shots for the Sharks. And, you know, unexpected because in 16 starts, Martin Jones is rocking an .884 save percentage. And for Anaheim, right winger Vinny Lettieri on the ice for three goals against, which is a tough one in a 3-1 loss. So now let's give you a handful of streaming options for this week. And we'll start with Scott Laughton, Philadelphia Flyers. Usually at center, but he has moved over to left wing. And in his past 14 games, he has 12 points, including 7 goals, which is pretty great. But the real value in Laughton, I mean, 12 points in 14 games will do. But he also has 51 hits. He's become a difference maker in that department. And so if you take Laughton, who's kind of moved up into a top six role for the Flyers right now, and you're getting that bit of offense, but you're also getting elite numbers in the hits category, well, that's a pretty worthwhile add. Winger Andrew Mangiapane in Calgary. Now, he hasn't exploded offensively by any stretch. He has 11 points in the past 18 games, but he's also averaging 18.45 time on ice. And so, you know, we'll see how it plays under Daryl Sutter, but I think there's still opportunity for Mangiapane to kind of break out and contribute more. And then in Florida, Carter Verhaeghe, you're going to keep making me recommend him because he's available in a bunch of places, but he's even when he went through some slumps this year, none of it has been all that bad. And so right now, his past seven games, he's got 6 points, 19 shots on goal. As long as he keeps playing alongside Alexander Barkov, Verhaeghe is going to be worthwhile. Now, Adrian Kempe for the Los Angeles Kings would be a good add, but we do have to note that Monday's game against St. Louis is going to be postponed, so that affects him a little bit in terms of his value specifically for this week. But Kempe also, in his past eight games, has 7 goals, 27 shots on goal, a couple of assists. So he's a worthwhile add, whether you're getting the four games or not, but it certainly would matter more for a weekly league if you were getting a for sure 4 games out of Adrian Kempe. Also, and we talked about him before, is Dallas Stars goaltender Jake Ottinger. .922 save percentage in his past 10 games, you know, might force his way into a little bit more playing time. And, you know, given the, I would say, desperate state of the Dallas Stars, that they might just have to ride a hot hand a little bit, and Ottinger is proving to be the hot hand. Each show I recommend one player who's owned in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. I'm about to bend those rules. It could be a player to keep an eye on for the future, or, you know, maybe you need to rush to the waiver wire to get them, but they're likely available. And I'm going with a player who is rostered in 6% of Yahoo leagues, but you know, we haven't had time to address that on these podcasts since the news changed that Islanders winger Anders Lee is out. And while you might have thought that somebody like Josh Bailey or Anthony Beauvillier would move up, the Islanders have put Kiefer Bellows into that spot on the top line alongside Matthew Barzal and Jordan Eberle. And as I said, Bellows does have 3 goals in 2 games. Now, he had no points in 8 games before that. And his ice time, though, in the last 2 games has been career highs, 14.52 and 15.10. That is, you know, we've hit a high watermark for Kiefer Bellows. Now, there may not be any long-term value to assign to Bellows at this point, but in the moment, if you need immediate help, there is value to playing on Matthew Barzal's wing. Now, let's roll through some injury updates coming out here after the weekend. It's naturally busy. Start with LA Kings right winger Dustin Brown. Missed Sunday's loss at Minnesota with an upper body injury. It's a pretty big deal for Los Angeles because Brown has been playing really well for them, and they don't have a ton of depth. But Adrian Kempe did move up in the lineup with Brown sidelined. For Minnesota, left winger Marcus Foligno, he may be sidelined for a few weeks with an upper body injury. Again, this is a pretty significant loss, not only because Foligno has, you know, become a surprising source of offense recently for Minnesota, but he is he's been established for a while now as one of the better defensive forwards in the league. Islander center Jean-Gabriel Pageau and defenseman Noah Dobson both landed on the COVID-19 list. That's, you know, not great for the Isles. Carolina center Vincent Trocheck, already out with an upper body injury, but it does look like he's going to keep him out for a while. You know, Rod Brind'Amour wasn't definitive about it, but it did sound like it's not a real short-term thing, that it would be at least a week, and who knows how much longer. Washington center Lars Eller has a lower body injury. Remember, he just came back from... he was away from the team for a family matter, and then got back in the lineup, and that was a lower body injury. So a little bit of a rough patch here for Lars Eller. Anaheim center Derek Grant out with an upper body injury. Arizona defenseman Nicholas Chalmerson out with an upper body injury. That opens the door for Ilya Lyubushkin to get back in the Coyotes lineup. Buffalo rookie Dylan Cousins out with an upper body injury. San Jose winger Rudolf Balcers has an undisclosed injury, but he's out. St. Louis right winger Mackenzie McKechnie suffered an upper body injury Saturday against Vegas. Kings defenseman Olli Maatta has landed on the COVID-19 list. Vancouver forwards Antoine Roussel and Jay Beagle both out with undisclosed injuries. Edmonton defenseman Chris Russell has a lower body injury. Dallas defenseman Mark Pizek has a lower body injury. Rangers winger Phil DiGiuseppe on the COVID-19 list. And Boston winger Zach Sinishin called up to play and suffered an upper body injury in his first game. So the ones at the bottom aren't going to affect your fantasy outlook too much, but Dustin Brown, Jean-Gabriel Pageau, Vincent Trocheck, Marcus Foligno, Lars Eller, those are guys who might be on your radar. So when we come back, we will look at the matchups and value plays for DFS on Monday. We've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market, for a while now. Built Bar is a low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now, it's the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. And so, in today's matchup, we're looking at Toffee Almond against Mint Brownie. And, you know, there are lots of people who like mint and chocolate, and I can appreciate that. But Toffee Almond, come on, we're talking a potential Final Four bar here. I'm going to ride with Toffee Almond and hope they advance through. But go to BuiltBar.com or to @bar_built on Twitter. Remember to use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and NHL are in full swing. Major League Baseball is on its way. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Get the upper hand in your fantasy league with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. I'm going to give you tips, insights, and analysis for season-long, dynasty leagues, and DFS, breaking down all the stats and information to keep you ahead of the competition. Subscribe to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast wherever you get podcasts. And send me your questions. I'm @ByScottCullen on Twitter. The show is @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. If you want to fire off an email, send it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. So now let's take a look at the NHL schedule on betonline.ag. And we'll start Tampa Bay Lightning, heavy favorites at home against Nashville. Tampa Bay's -290. As I've mentioned before, I have a hard time taking any NHL team with those massive premiums. It's just the game is too unpredictable. Even bad teams win sometimes. And so even in this case, maybe the play is take Nashville +1.5. My model has Tampa Bay -228 as opposed to minus 290. And just in general, I think I would lean towards Nashville plus 1.5 at a pick'em price, as opposed to trying to pay that massive premium with Tampa Bay, with the risk of losing, even against a shorthanded Nashville team. This is not any kind of vindication for Nashville's squad. Just the nature of hockey, more or less. Then we have Pittsburgh. Slight underdogs at home, plus 101 at home against Boston. My model has Pittsburgh as a slight favorite, maybe minus 108. So you know, there's a disagreement on the teams, but it's a very small disagreement. So probably not one that I see great value in. Vancouver is minus 167 at Ottawa. Now they're catching Ottawa on the second game of a back-to-back. And you know, they could have Joey Decord in net again for the Sens if Matt Murray isn't okay to go, like he wasn't on Sunday against Toronto. And so maybe that helps contribute to that price. Right now, my model would have Vancouver like minus 134, so I would not pull the trigger at minus 167. Philadelphia, minus 115 at the New York Rangers. I do like Philadelphia to be favored there. I even like them a little bit more than that, maybe minus 132. Reasonably close game there. Florida, minus 166 against Chicago. My model is Florida minus 155. The Panthers have been playing really well. And, you know, I think at the beginning of the year, we wouldn't have thought Florida would be, you know, so decisively favored, particularly if you had found out that, yeah, Chicago is in playoff position and Florida is still going to be favored by this much. You know, sometimes the game can surprise you. Washington is minus 224 at Buffalo. And, it's nearly impossible to side with the Sabres on anything right now. They've been going through a pretty rough stretch. And Washington, you know, my model has a minus 205. So I'm sort of in the ballpark, but not close enough that I'm not going to take Buffalo as the underdog. Montreal, minus 111 at Winnipeg. I have Montreal minus 120. That's, you know, Montreal has kind of had some ups and downs. And I guess as many teams have in the Canadian division, in the North division. But I do like Montreal just a tiny bit better than Winnipeg on Monday. Calgary, minus 119 against Edmonton. My model is Calgary minus 118. You know, Daryl Sutter is going to find a way to make a game with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl boring. You know, the Flames aren't out there for style points. They're looking to get some wins to get back into that playoff hunt. And then last game of the night, San Jose, plus 206 at Vegas. And I do have Vegas favored, but not by nearly the premium that they're asking. I have Vegas minus 167. And maybe this would be a reach. San Jose plus 206 if you're, feeling frisky and want an underdog. Now, the Blues and Kings postponed because of weather. Kings couldn't get back to Los Angeles from their trip to Denver. So we'll find out when that gets made up. But thanks to betonline.ag for those odds. Now let's shift over for some DFS value plays for Monday. Skaters under $5,000 on DraftKings. And we'll start with Philadelphia's Claude Giroux is $4,600, the New York Rangers. Rangers are still suspect defensively, and Giroux, as long as he's been around, he's still knows how to put up points and should be part of the Flyers attack on Monday. Vegas center Chandler Stephenson's $4,400 against San Jose. The fact that he gets to play between Pacioretty and Mark Stone is a big factor here, but he has 9 points in the past 8 games, so at that price, not bad. Florida winger Carter Verhaeghe, $4,600 against Chicago. I've mentioned Verhaeghe in a couple spots here already. He continues to play with Barkov, and Barkov continues to play well, and the numbers just sort of follow. Philadelphia winger Scott Laughton is $3,700 at the Rangers. Now, you don't get the value of his hits, and as I mentioned, that's a big part of his fantasy appeal right now. But Laughton, as I also mentioned, has 7 goals and 12 points in the past 14 games. So at that price, not bad at all. And one more on the wing is Ottawa rookie left winger Tim Stützle. Is $4,600 against Vancouver. He's looking more and more confident as you watch the Senators play and continuing to produce, and there's just the growth has continued throughout his rookie season. And so $4,600 against a Vancouver team that's not always the most consistent defensively, you might get a decent return there from Stützle. On defense, Winnipeg's Neil Pionk is $4,400 against Montreal. Pionk's on a 7-game point streak, I think, and so certainly give him an opportunity to keep that going. And Philadelphia defenseman Shane Gostisbehere is $4,700 at the New York Rangers. He has 7 points in the past 10 games, but he also has 37 shots on goal. This is exactly what you want out of Gostisbehere, being more aggressive, creating stuff offensively. And so at that price, all over that. Pittsburgh goaltender Tristan Jarry is $7,700 against Boston. The bargain goaltenders do not look terribly appealing for Monday's games. And so Jarry is at least not a massive favorite. And at that price, Boston has had some struggles offensively. And Jarry has started to play better after a bit of a rough start. So, maybe that turns out to have a decent result for Monday. So that will do it for today. Enjoy the games. You can check out my work at The Athletic and McKean's Hockey, as well as scottcullenhockey.substack.com. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball and breaking down stats and teams as we head towards the regular season. And find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.